Feeling your feet on the ground. I'm going to ask you to find a comfortable seat. Feeling the contact of your back, touching the chair you might be sitting on. Feeling your hands resting on your thighs. Again, going back to your feet touching the ground, to your sit bone, feeling the chair. The idea is to use your breath as a tool to guide you inside of your body and let go of your mind's need to figure things out for a few minutes. Knowing that your body always knows. The mind tries to have its own plan, tries to do things by comparing, fixing, by feeling maybe not enough, planning, over-planning. And somehow, the body knows and guides us. They say in meditation, in the work of trauma, that the body keeps the score, i.e. that whatever real strong emotional incident that happens in our life, if we don't release it or process it, it will leave a mark inside of ourselves, sometimes disabling us to do what we truly long for. Feeling more fear than we would normally feel had that event not taken place. So the work of meditation enables us through the breath to tuning into the body, to work with what is, and to infuse acceptance and compassion in our behaviors. Often, if they are a result of trauma, feeling a need to run, which is also called flight, a need to fight and be extremely aggressive because we have all this tension inside we haven't received, or we freeze and we're unable to speak or do anything about it. It's like we're taken back to something bigger than ourselves, beyond our mind's understanding. So I'm inviting you now to take a breath, releasing your belly and really feeling your body fall deeper in the chair you might be sitting on, or on the pillow or cushion you might be sitting on, as if you're being held. And if you don't feel well, I'm going to invite you to infuse a lot of compassion for yourself. Who knows what your body went through? Who knows what score it's still keeping hold on? All you know is that you can become an ally to your own self, being kind, gentle, loving, so that in turn your body starts to trust you and can maybe start releasing what no longer serves you, because you're probably safe right now. Feeling your breath going in through your nostrils. Feeling the tensions in your body. Maybe connecting with them. enabling yourself to be with it all. What your mind will say is very uncomfortable. I know that I personally used to think that when I don't feel well, it means I'm not in the right place. But what if not feeling well is also part of the game? What if all we can do is observe it and bring even more compassion into the mix? Remembering again and again that every experience we go through are those doorways to wake up. To wake up to what truly and really is in front of us, inside of us, one breath at a time. One step at a time. Following your longings or deep desires, knowing that whatever comes from our body, whatever we truly desire, is probably what we're meant to go after. So remember to access every ounce of gentleness that you have to soothe into whatever wound might be inside of your body. Because the body does keep the score and will release it when it feels safe. There is a book called The Body Keeps the Score that I highly recommend. And there is work that can be done that is called somatic healing. When we don't do therapy by talking, we just go into the body and start seeing what is present. Do let me know if you want to know more. In the meantime, I'm wishing you all the joy and love and pleasure and deliciousness and coziness that comes with this time of the year. Thank you.